This is Lucas5045. Lucas, can you hit a button to get us started, please? Also, I can pull your chair up if you feel like you're too far. Do you want me to push you a little bit?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. All right. So, to start off, let's have our buddy Jibo introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Hi, Jibo.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Lucas.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Awesome, thank you, Jibo. Can you hit another buzzer for us, please? Activity, thank you. Okay, so our first game, we're going to do the alphabet together. So can you tell me what letter you see here and what you see here in this picture?
A, apple.
Awesome.
B, boy. C, cookies. D, duck. E, elephant. F, fish. G, guitar. H, house. I, ice. J, juice. K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, nose. O, orange.
Yeah, you got it. Good job.
P, plate. Q, quack. R, red. S, spider. T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch. X-ray. X.
Awesome.
Y, yogurt. Z, zebra.
Wow, you just got through
you're
the whole
doing
alphabet.
Awesome job.
Oh, Jibo thinks you're doing so great. Can you hit a buzzer for us? Awesome, now for our next game, we're gonna look at some numbers. So can you tell me what number this is?
One.
What do you think might come next?
Two.
That's a great guess, and you're right. What about next?
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
Okay, so the next one might be a little silly, okay? So your guess was 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? What's that?
20.
Okay, so we went from 15 to 20. What might be next?
21.
That's a great guess. What's that?
25.
What might be next?
30.
That's a great guess. You got it. What might be next?
35.
That's what I would think too.
Wow.
What's that?
40.
What might be next?
45.
Okay. That's so silly, I know. What's that?
50.
Oh, what do you think might be next?
60.
You got it.
Cause I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 70. 80, 90, 100.
100? It's a big number.
Mm-hmm. 105.
That's a great guess. What's that?
200.
Whoa! What might be next?
300.
That's a great guess. What's that?
500.
What might be next?
700.
I would think so too. What is that?
1,000.
1,000? You just counted all the way to 1,000. Whoa.
Wow. That's a lot of counting.
Yeah, you did great. Good job. Do you know how to do math?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read this equation for me?
9 plus 7 minus 0.
So this is actually an equal sign.
Oh.
So 9 plus 7 equals, do you know?
27.
That's a really great guess. Really close. So this is actually 16.
Oh.
But you were close. What's this one? Can you read it?
19 minus 1 is 18.
Yes! Good job. This one is a bit harder. If you don't know how to do it, that's okay. Can you read it?
6x3.
So 6 times 3, yep. And do you know this one, it might be too hard?
No.
Okay, yeah, this one's hard. This one is a little harder too. We can just read it.
21
divided by?
3.
Yeah, can you say divided by?
Divided by.
Awesome! Whoa, you did amazing!
You're doing great.
Can you hit another buzzer, please?
Go!
Yay! Okay, now we're gonna look at some silly pictures, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna show you a picture of one item, and then it's gonna be two items, okay? So it's gonna be one bag, and now we have two of them. So you would tell me we have two what?
Bags.
Exactly, so that's what we're doing for this game. So this is one duck, and now we have two of them, so we have two...
ducks.
Yeah. Now we have one ship, and two...
ships.
And now we have a smide, and now we have two...
smides.
And now we have a skack, and two...
skacks.
And now we have a cup, and two...
cups.
And now we have a mip. And now we have two
mips.
And now we have a yag. And two
yaks.
And now we have a snack. And two
snacks.
And now we have a slide. And two.
Two slides.
And now we have a crib. And two
crits.
So this is a crib. Crib. Can you say crib?
Crip.
And now we have two.
Crips.
And now we have a light. And two.
Two lights.
And now we have a kill. And two.
Two kills.
You're doing so great. Now we have a shoe.
And we two. Have two shoes.
Now we have a yawk.
And another yawk.
Yeah, and another yawk. So we have two.
Yawks.
And now we have a pipe. And now we have...
two pipes.
And now we have a food. And now we have...
two foods.
And now we have a bell. And now we have...
two bells.
And now we have a rock. And now we have...
two rocks.
And our last one, we have a rib. And now we have two...
ribs.
And we're back at the beginning. You did a terrific job. Can you hit another buzzer for me?
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw, thanks, Jeebo. All right. So for our next task, we're going to look at some pictures, okay?
Okay.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Awesome.
Look at the picture.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeebo. So now we're going to look at some pictures. So
what is this?
A pic. Zoo?
what do you see in the picture?
Fish, a lion, a boy, a boat.
Mm-hmm. What else?
A dragonfly. And some lily pads.
What do you think is happening here?
It kind of looks like they're going fishing.
Yeah. How did a lion and a boy end up in a boat together?
Maybe they got into friends.
How did they become friends?
Maybe no one played with the lion.
Okay. So no one played with the lion, then what?
Then the boy came in and saw him, and the lion told the boy, and maybe he came over and he played with the lion.
Yeah. So now they're friends. Where do you think they're going?
I don't know.
Any guesses? You can use your imagination.
Oh, maybe they're going to a farm to see other animals.
Oh, what animals would you see on a farm?
Pigs, horses. Sometimes you see ducks there too.
So you think these are the ones
they'll
see?
And frogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you were to color this picture, what colors would you use?
I kind of would use like purple and like a little bit of pink and an orange, kind of bit of a yellow. Also like a tannish color.
So, have you ever been fishing before?
Uh-huh. We did it when we were on our vacation.
Oh, really? How did it go?
Very good.
What happened?
So, how many fish I caught? One time I caught 5 fish.
Whoa.
And caught 25 fish.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. He's really good at fishing. And one time he caught 15 big ones.
What happens after you catch them?
We just let them go back in the water.
Oh, that's good. Sounds like a fun time.
And one time one was coming to want to stay with me.
Was it following you?
Yeah. It was following me.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time fishing with your... Was this your family that you were with?
Well, Mommy wasn't going to be there on fishing in the boat. But I did still catch a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Well, I still know they're going, that they're in the water.
Yeah.
It also looks like there's wheat still over here. Or maybe flowers growing by the pond.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice anything silly about the water? Maybe in the water?
It kind of looks like shells that are floating underwater.
That's so silly, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen shells floating on the water when you were fishing?
No.
No. Did you notice the fish?
No.
anything else about this picture?
Oh, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, then we'll go to our next one. Oh,
what is this?
Wow, it kind of looks like it's a house.
Yeah, what's going on?
Kind of looks like he's going to fly in the airplane. And
What do you see in the picture?
I kind of see an airplane in a paper plane. So it kind of looks like he really loves planes.
Yeah. Do you think that this is actually in his room?
Huh. Sure, maybe he has stuff like a string hanging from his.
So you think that he created this scene for his game that he's playing?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Have you ever done something like this before?
No. And we don't really have this stuff.
Okay.
But we do have the paper planes and this stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not have like all the other stuff.
So in his room, what else do you see?
Huh.
Look here, we can look there.
But up over here it kind of looks like it's getting bedtime.
What is he standing on?
His pillows.
A stack of pillows.
And it's kind of silly because he was wearing his shoes.
Yeah. Do you ever do that?
No. Well, sometimes we just are going back in and we're planning to go back out.
Mm-hmm. But you don't step on your pillows with your shoes.
No, that's not. But we do all the time. Yeah, it's kind of so silly, pretty silly.
Mm-hmm. It is silly. What do you see on the floor?
Cars.
What's this?
A sock. Another pillow.
Yeah. That's so, would you say that while he's playing, he's keeping the room pretty clean or pretty messy?
Pretty messy.
When you play, is it messy or clean?
Huh. I say it's pretty clean.
That's good. What do you like to play with?
Okay. So, what I like to play with, we have a hockey spotted, and what else we do like to play with? We like to play with a globe that has a pen, but it doesn't have the like sharp thing that writes on the front, and you turn it on the pen, and it has like little squares that you have on the bottom, and you have the globe to spin it around and see wherever you touch.
That's so cool. So you have some fun games you play at home then.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you play with your brother too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also play with my brother too.
In the picture, do you notice anything back here?
Kind of noticed this is kind of hanging out. Maybe if he has too many stuff, put it in there and it's hanging out.
Yeah, it looks like it. What about on the shelf? What are those?
It looks like cans.
Okay. What about that?
It's a fish tank.
What's in it?
A fish. What? That they maybe have caught.
That's cool. Do you have any fish pets?
No, we really right now have one dog and one cat.
Oh, that's so cute. What are they like?
Well, Maya is a husky, and she's kind of a whitish, tannish color, mm-hmm. and she's kind of white, kind of brown, too. And a cat is black and white.
That's so cool. Do you play with them?
I really play with the cat most times because I have a Nerf gun and it has a laser on the bottom and I turn it on and downstairs I shoot it. I have the laser on downstairs and he tries to catch it when I'm moving it around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
sometimes
so cute.
Sometimes I do it upstairs too.
Yeah, does he like the game?
Well, he doesn't play with it so much. I always try to, but he always doesn't do it. I only have tried to do it like 3 or 4 times.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Do you ever play imagination or pretend?
Well, no, but I have watched a movie of it.
What movie?
Bluey.
Cool. Did you like it?
Yep. We really got into it and was watching it for a pretty long time.
Awesome. Anything else about this picture you want to talk about?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Well, most of it has at our house.
Yeah.
Well, we also do have a plane like that.
Oh.
But it's red and yellow, mm-hmm. I think so.
That's really cool. Do you ever want to be a pilot like this kid is pretending to be?
Well, I will when I grow up.
Okay, awesome. All right, anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay, then we'll go to our next one.
What is this?
Well, it looks like they're going shopping here.
Oh, okay. What makes you think they're shopping?
Because it looks like she's getting stuff.
Okay, what is she getting?
A light bulb. I don't know. And I don't know what she's getting.
What is she wearing?
Huh.
Do you notice what she has on?
It kind of looks like she has a doctor dress.
Yeah, kind of like this, right? Like a lab coat.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And what's on her eyes?
It kind of looks like work in glasses or stuff.
Yeah, like safety glasses, right? Like goggles.
Like stuff that you're like grown-ups work on and stuff. That are loud sometimes.
Uh-huh. Who's with her in the lab? Or in the grocery store, wherever they are?
A mouse, and it kind of looks like an octopus.
What? What is an octopus doing there?
Maybe it's just a statue.
Okay. But does it look like it might be doing something? What is it doing?
It looks like it's doing work.
Interesting. So do you think that they're maybe working together, or do you think she doesn't know the octopus is there?
I think she doesn't know where the octopus is there, because it doesn't look like she is looking at it.
Okay. What's this on the shelves?
Huh. It looks like more doctor stuff.
So do you think they're shopping, or what might they be doing?
Maybe doctor stuff.
Okay. to like some science stuff, maybe. Mm-hmm. Some doctor or lab or science type materials. Hmm, yeah. Okay. Have you ever done a science experiment before? No? Is there something you want to do?
Huh. Hmm. Kind of looks like I don't, but it's just
it's okay if you're not
play
sure.
Stuff.
No worries. What do you think the rats are doing in the lab?
Hmm.
Or the doctor
maybe
stuff?
Maybe they're getting ready for someone to come.
Ah, why?
Maybe they're putting a light on for the door so they know it doesn't look like bedtime yet.
Ah, okay. So they're trying to get this room, whatever it is, ready for someone?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay. Anything else about this picture?
Doesn't look like it.
All right, then we'll go to this one. What's happening?
What is this?
Yeah.
It looks like it's another farm.
What's on the farm?
It looks like radishes and I couldn't see what else. Well, it kind of looks like these are shells. Mm-hmm. Here.
So what animal might it be that has a shell like that?
Oh, it's a snail.
Yeah.
I thought it was like something like from a beach that they took home.
Oh, okay. And so what are snails doing on a farm?
Maybe they just come here maybe because it's hot out there. And
okay.
And maybe plants are growing that they want to sneak and hide from.
Mm-hmm. So who's working on the farm?
Huh. It looks like that someone just drove in there to help the farmer.
Okay. Who is this?
It's a girl.
Yeah, and what is she doing?
Huh. Helping pick up some stuff out of the way? Maybe?
Is this a normal size radish, do you think?
No, because it's bigger than her.
Yeah, it is so big, right? So what do you think happened? Or what is she going to do with it?
Maybe they have a trailer and put it back in their trailer that they brought. Yeah, there's never going to be a real radish that big. Unless they put a lot of water on it there.
So what could she do with a radish that big?
Maybe they need to cut it some of it down because it's so big and maybe they could have half of it.
Okay. What would they do with the other half?
Maybe they just could like cut it so. It depends how big their family is.
Okay, so they're gonna share it with their family?
Uh-huh. One person could have one piece, one person could have one piece, one person could have one piece.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So if you were to have a farm, what would you want to plant on it?
Ooh. That is a really good question. I would like to plant all kinds of vegetables.
Like what?
Like radishes and some carrots and some. Sometimes they have some flowers there, so I'll grow some flowers and all kinds of vegetables.
Do you have any animals on your farm?
I never seen any animals. Well, I normally have sawn horses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
Huh. It's kind of silly because the leaves kind of look like part of the clouds. Yeah. And it kind of looks like a kite right here.
Mm-hmm. That is silly. Have you ever seen something like this in real life?
No.
Me too. Awesome. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Do you want to hit a buzzer for
You're
our next?
You're doing an awesome job.
Can you hit a buzzer, please, for our next game? All right. Do you know how to read?
I know some.
Can you try reading this first part, and we'll just see how it goes?
Sure. When a grown-up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, just like my hero, officer. I cannot think of that word. Kind of hard.
Yeah, do you want to try sounding it out? So you can start here.
Her name is...
Yeah, you got it!
Her name is...
Yeah, Hernandez.
Who works hard to keep people safe. Last year, when someone broke into our house, Officer Hernandez came, took them.
Okay. Came
to make sure we were safe. He found the people that broke in and took them to jail. When a grown up, I went to help people just like Officer Hernandez. Does it? When I grow up, what will you be me? I be. Maybe I will be a doctor just like my hero there, Ali. Doctor.
Yep. Yeah.
Dear Ali, doctors work hard to keep people well. Last year, when Pop Pop got very sick, she helped him get better. When I grow up, I want to help people just like dear Allie does.
Well, you're doing such a great job. Do you want to keep reading?
Sure.
Okay, good job.
When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a teacher, just like my hero, Mr. Hunkins. Teachers work hard to help people learn. Last year, Mr. Hunkins helped me learn how to read, and now I can read by myself. When I grow up, I want to be people read, just like Mr. Pumpkins doesn't when I grow. What will I be, maybe? I will be a police officer. Or doctor, or teacher, or maybe all three. No, but I know I will have to study hard. I hope I am a hero to someone just like me. What will I be? I will know someday. Right now, I am a kid, and I will not go outside to play.
Wow, Lucas, you are such a great reader. You seriously did such a great job. I'm so impressed. Can you hit another buzzer for us, please? Thank you. That was really great. You should feel so proud. Now we're just gonna look at a few more pictures and then we're all done, okay?
Okay.
So what is this person here doing?
Brushing his teeth.
And how do you brush your teeth step by step? So what's the first thing you do when you go to brush your teeth?
Put toothpaste on.
Okay.
And you rinse it.
Okay.
And then you start brushing.
Okay. Anything else?
And you always have to spit too. Then you're done.
Awesome. Okay.
You also have to rinse your toothbrush off.
Okay. What is this person doing?
Washing his hands.
And how do you wash your hands?
You put some soap on, and then you turn it on, the water on, and then you then you wash and turn the water off and dry your hands off. Then you're all done.
Alright. Is that all?
Yep, I think so.
Okay. What is this person doing?
Putting on his shoes maybe to go somewhere.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Not yet, but I'm almost in big shoes yet.
Okay. Now. So how do you put your shoes on?
So I just open up the strap and put my foot in.
Awesome, okay. What is this person doing? Oops, there you go.
It looks like she's getting ready for breakfast.
Yeah, how do you pour cereal in the morning? Do you do it or does your parents do it?
My parents do it, because I'm not big enough to.
So how do you, when your parents do it, what do they do?
They just like pour it in with one hand.
What type of cereal is your favorite?
My favorite is, I think, Lucky Charms.
Ooh, yum. That's yummy. Okay. What is this person doing?
It looks like he's getting ready to go outside in the winter, because it looks like he's wearing long sleeves.
Mm-hmm. So how, if you were to explain how you get dressed, how do you get dressed? What steps do you take?
Well, normally in the summer, I only do like tank tops and short sleeves. So that's what I do normally.
In the winter, do you typically put more stuff on?
In the winter, I normally put like hat, gloves, mittens. Mm-hmm. I mean mittens, and I put on a winter jacket, and I put on winter pants. I always had to put a lot of stuff on for winter, because winter is the coldest days you ever have.
Yep, you gotta stay nice and warm, right?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Like summer.
Yes. What is this person doing?
It looks like she's getting ready for someone's birthday.
Oh. What is she making?
Cupcakes, it looks like.
How do you make cupcakes?
Huh. So, you get a tray and you put this like wrapper on, and then you put the like stuff on, and then you put like just the this. I kind of forgot what that thing was called.
Are you talking about the thing you do this on top with?
Yes.
So maybe
frosting.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I thought it was starting with a S.
Yeah, I think people sometimes they'll call it like frosting or icing. Yeah. Do you put ever some spree on top? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sprinkles?
Yeah.
We do not really do that so much, and we do not make cupcakes.
Oh, okay.
One time.
When you do have cupcakes, what's your favorite type?
Okay, so my favorite color to put on there is probably purple.
Ooh.
Icing.
That's a good color.
Because I never seen purple icing before.
Me too. That sounds like
fun. They also like purple sprinkles and stars. They're called rainbows. Ooh. Sprinkles.
Yummy. Now I want some cupcakes. What is this person doing?
Yeah, now that I just saw some cupcakes, that made me hungry.
Me too. Maybe you can have some later. Yeah. What is this person doing?
Looks like she's painting
how
a sun.
Oh, okay. How do you paint?
You get a paintbrush and you have some colors and you squirt it like in a like bucket or something and you get ready to. You have some water, and you get ready to paint.
Awesome. What is this person doing?
It looks like he's getting ready to go somewhere.
Yeah. What is he doing with his seatbelt?
It looks like he's going to click his seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
You go in, open the door, and you go. And get into your seat, and then you wrap your arms around, and then get your buckles on, and that's how you buckle.
Yeah, and then you're all safe, right? Keeps you safe.
So when someone slams on the brakes, you won't pop out on your seat.
Yeah, exactly. It's important. What is this person doing?
It looks like she's feeding her little stuffed animal.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
No? Do you think that she uses real food or fake food?
Fake food, I think.
Why wouldn't you use real food?
Because you might spill on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at the next one. What is this person doing?
It looks like she's getting dressed for Halloween.
Yeah, and what are they wearing?
Costumes.
Yeah, what's this?
looks like a hat from a witch.
Yeah, and what's in their hand?
Wand, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what's this?
It's a tie.
And what's this?
I don't know.
I think it maybe is a tutu. And what's this?
It kind of looks like it's a little blanket to keep her warm, because sometimes it gets cold in the middle of the night, because sometimes it does a teeny bit of snow in the in the night, because it gets a little bit cold.
Yeah. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I said I will be Luigi.
Luigi?
Actually, I will be a plane.
Oh, a plane. Well, I think those both sound like great ideas. I think both would be awesome.
Yeah. So I'll do Luigi on next Halloween.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty.
Because I'm going to be 6 on next Halloween.
Whoa, 6? That's awesome.
Cousin, it's my birthday.
Oh, very cool. And
is my birthday party.
Cool. Do you know what theme you're going to do for your birthday party?
I think I said I wanted to do airplanes, I think.
Okay. So like an airplane theme. That's really cool. I hope you have a great time. What type of cake are you going to get? Huh. Chocolate, vanilla, ice cream.
Ooh, I could do chocolate chip cake.
Chocolate chip cake. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Oh, yes it does.
Yeah. What is this person doing?
Oh, it looks like he's lying down the slide.
Awesome.
On his birthday.
What are they doing?
It looks like he's playing soccer.
Cool. What are they doing?
It looks like they're playing with blocks and spelling stuff.
Yeah.
With their blocks.
What are they doing?
It looks like someone's swinging them.
That looks fun. What are they doing?
It looks like they're sharing candy.
Do you share candy with your brother?
Nah.
No. What's your favorite type of candy?
My candy is like suckers and lollipops.
Ooh.
But I never had a lollipop before.
Okay. What are they doing?
It looks like he's gonna check out.
Okay. What's this?
It looks like a timer.
So what might he be doing if there's a timer there?
Maybe it's how long he's allowed to stay there.
Oh, okay. So like he's waiting for the time to be up?
Yeah, then he's all done with his checkout, maybe.
Okay, very cool. Well, you did such a great job, Lucas. You are all done.
You're doing great.
Can you hit a buzzer for us?
Sure.